Well, I'm going to, my name is Austin, and I am one of the pastors here. I'm going to invite our kids to come down. We have an activity that we want you to participate on this Discipleship Sunday, and Pastor Becca is going to have some things for it. Come over here, take a seat on the two carpets up here. We are in a series called Reformed, and we really do think in this like new year, however long you've been in the church, you have been formed in spiritual ways. By the church, by culture, and we are wanting to say there are places that we have been formed that are whole and good, but there are places that we have been formed that aren't good, that are actually puts us in separation with who God is, who Jesus is, and the thing that we want to do as disciples of Jesus is we want to be formed in the way of Jesus, no other way. Right? And not the way of one church or a different church or denomination, that we want to be formed in the way of Jesus. And so this morning, kids, I need help for a second before you start on there. I have a question for you, and I actually really, really, really need your help. So we're talking about forgiveness this morning. And Pastor Becca asked me to do something this week, and I didn't do it. That, we're not going to talk about it. So kids, how do I go about asking forgiveness from Pastor Becca? Like, what? How would I go about it? How would you go about asking Pastor Becca for forgiveness? Kids, how would you ask for forgiveness? Yes. Sophia.
Forgiveness, so for example, imagine if like they accidentally pushed someone, but they didn't mean to, and then the other person will probably forgive them.
Yes. Right, so if you get pushed, like you gotta go and forgive them. What else? How else would you go if I did something wrong to Pastor Becca? I need advice on how to ask for forgiveness. So how would I do that? Anybody? How would I ask for forgiveness?
What do you think you should say?
What should I say? Yeah,
sorry.
Sophie.
Oh.
Sorry? Okay, is sorry it? Or what else? What do we say after sorry? What question do we ask? We do this in Fine Family. Ellie, what do we do after we say I'm sorry?
Do you forgive me?
Do you forgive me? So I'm going to do this right now, Pastor Becca. I'm sorry that I didn't do this exercise with my kids. Will you forgive me? Uh-huh.
Yes, I forgive you.
This is a great example. If she said no, I would use her as an example the whole time. Kids, yes. Yes. Right? So, and I said, thank you. And so, yeah, we're talking about forgiveness. And what does forgiveness mean to you? Like, one other question. Like, what does it mean? What is forgiveness? Okay, sorry. I'm gonna prep everybody. This is Discipleship Sunday, so we have a conversation. We want to grow together. We want to learn together. We want to speak together. It's not just one of my mentors says this, that I don't want to speak at you. I want to speak with you. Again, we're building a church that a pastor doesn't have all the good knowledge. Jesus, but also you hold in your relationship with Jesus things that I need to know and we need to know. That's what we call Discipleship Sunday. So, again, I'm going to try this again. What is forgiveness?
Letting go.
Letting go? Yeah, so letting go. And then there was a specific one, letting go of forgiveness. Yeah. Okay, forgiveness is another form of acceptance. Okay, what else?
Grace.
Forgiveness is grace. And if you don't know what grace is like, is undeserved favor, right? You don't deserve it because there's been a distance created between you, but that person brings you in back into favor. Okay. What is forgiveness?
Yeah.
Releasing the burden of sin. Okay.
Giving up your right to get even.
Giving up your right to get even. All right. What is forgiveness? Not holding on. Okay. There's a releasing and not holding on. What else?
Restoration.
That's definitely a part of it. What else?
Seeing ourselves as failed human beings.
Ooh. How many of you have seen yourself in forgiveness as someone who is a part
of the problem. There was one moment I think the Lord like gave me this last year was in relationships. I am both the forgiver and the one who needs forgiveness. Ooh, what a good word. What else? What is forgiveness? Yeah.
Healing.
Ooh, so good, right? There's healing that is intermixed in that relationship. So this morning, I want to read a text with you, in Mark's gospel. And Mark talks about forgiveness here. And so I want to read this with you. And so if you want to take a look at the screen, or if you have your Bibles in front of you, whether that's digital or physical, I always encourage that. So this is what it says. So kids, I want you to listen. I'm going to ask you a question after this. It says, in the morning, as they went along and saw a fig tree withered from the roots, Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to the mountains, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes what they will say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you that whatever you ask for in prayer and believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And then here's a kind of, Jesus does this a lot. Have you ever noticed? He's talking about something and you're thinking like, I love everything about what you just said. And then he like gets up like Randy Johnson and he throws a high fastball at the disciples' face. Here it is. 99 miles right at your face. If you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. What a phrase. Like high heat, kids. What do you think about that last phrase, kids, that it says, if you have anything against someone, do you have tension with friends? Do like friends like hurt you or they make you mad? Yeah. Yeah. And so that's what Jesus is talking about, right? If there's something that you have against them, like maybe you are mad at somebody or they're mad at you, do you know what Jesus asked you to do? Can you see it on the phrase? What does it say? In yellow. What does it say?
Forgive them.
Forgive them. Does he say anything else? In yellow?
No.
Nope. He just says forgive them. How do you feel about that? If somebody did something wrong to you and it says just forgive them, how do you feel about that?
You should always forgive them.
Does that mean it's easy?
No.
Oh, it's easy sometimes, right? But not easy other times, right? Yeah. And so we're talking about in this series of reformation, there's two phrases that we'll talk about a lot. Deformation and reformation. What are some of the ways that you have been deformed and to believe what forgiveness is? Anybody have a clue or an idea of like what has the world described forgiveness is? Okay, so you stand like a statue, and you just wait. You're like, yeah, Morpheus, and you're like, come. Yeah, ready for it. Yeah, what else?
I would say sometimes forgiveness may be said to have been given, but is not actually given. So somebody can be carrying in their heart, and they have to be.
Okay, how many of us have said, like, you know, in a tension or relationship point with like a spouse or a best friend and you're like, I forgive you. But really you go away and you're just like driving 95 down the road and you're like, I am still not, man. Like, right? Like, I forgive you. Sometimes we say things and yet in our hearts it says something else. Yeah, you don't mean it, right, kids? Okay, what else? What is maybe some deformation have you felt like the world has taught us of what forgiveness looks like? Oh, the Lord says something about no keeping records of wrongs. You forgive, but then you take it back, right? I hear this a lot. Like, you know, I was growing up like, you keep no records of wrong. And you're like, but what? Yes. Okay. What else? Deformation. There's something that like, that has happened, I think is really interesting in our culture that I think has to do with forgiveness. And maybe not thinking, it's like, we have experienced a little bit of what's called cancel culture. How has that deformed us in the last 5 years? What does that look like? Ghost. Young people, talk about cancel culture for me a little bit. Come on.
Blocking.
What?
blocking.
Oh man, you have the power on social media to block them without them knowing. Like, you know, Facebook is a little thing. It's like you can keep following them, but you'll never see their stuff, or they'll never see your things. Oh man, what else?
Forgiveness is a balance sheet sometimes.
Oh man, yes, a balance sheet. And if you're in the red, please don't come and ask for it. You need to do something about your balance sheet. Yes, about your negative balance, right? What else? Like,
I say I forgive you, but I'm never going to talk to you again.
Yes. So I can forgive you and yet wipe you out of my life. Say it again.
Forgive from a distance.
Oh, forgive from a distance. Yes. Like, oh, man. That you don't have to have that. Like, the relationship doesn't matter anymore so much that it has to do more with you or, like, there's space. Yeah. What else?
At least I'm not as bad as that.
At least I'm not as bad as them. Right, so there's a leveling of value in our, that I'm not as bad as you. And so I'm in a superiority. So now you're indebted and I am not. Okay. So there's a thing, like, I love that in this part you're talking about deformation. Like, forgiveness is for me, right? It's that therapeutic, right? When you go maybe into counseling, or maybe you go and you're saying, like, forgiveness is just an internal feelings orientation. That if you just deal with your feelings and absolve them, deal with your anger, release it from your heart, and that's enough. Right? Or this other one that you've talked about is forgiveness is earned. Like, you have to come in relationship, in friendship, in marriages, and the size of your, like, sin, you have to grovel and do enough to then earn the forgiveness. Like, I need to see that you have been hurt in the same way that I have been hurt. Oof. But I want to read a couple texts this morning that kind of help us reform from this deformation. That Jesus says on the cross in Luke chapter 23, it says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Oof. What does that make you think about forgiveness? Process it. We've been talking a lot about forgiveness. Now process that. When Jesus says that, what does that do in your head and in your heart, your soul? What does it do? How does it make you feel? Little. When Jesus says, "Forgive them for they know not what they do," you are a part of the they. How does that make you feel? Well, let's say that again. Blind. Ooh-wee. We are more righteous than, or we think we are more righteous than we actually are. Yes.
I always felt a little angry because I'm mad. See people all over
me, you're
the right. Right, you know? Ooh. See Jesus, and
it just
felt like, yeah, I don't know. What's happening right
now? Yeah. Right. So you got some Roman people, you got some Jewish people, you got his disciples, and he's looking at these people saying, "Hey, Father, forgive them." And you're like, the way that he forgives, there's some Jesus isn't, fully God, fully man. Pain, hurt, bitterness, or like whatever. Like, I am up here because I did nothing wrong. And I look at them and I say, "Forgive them." I don't think Jesus is like, "Forgive them, Lord." But the posture of his heart, right? Yeah.
The first thing I think is they don't deserve it.
Yeah, they don't deserve it. Ooh, and
then I see myself.
Yeah, they don't deserve it. And then where do you put yourself on there? Do you deserve it? Let's go to this next one. Here first, in Luke again, because if your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times come back to you saying, "I repent," you must forgive them. Oh, what if they don't say they repent? Does forgiveness still matter? See, what you're not reading, you missed that little part. Like, maybe you got the redacted Bible, so like, read it again. No. Yeah, forgive them 7 times.
How many in a relationship has your friend or your spouse or like a coworker come and done something so many times wrong in a week that you have a tally sheet that it hurts now? And then how many times have you forgiven them? One? Two? Three times? What does it make you feel when Jesus says, forgive them? Yeah, so keep going.
It's a heavy burden to carry anger.
Yeah.
And bitterness.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, and even going back to the previous slide, verse, I feel, when I look at that, I feel more gratitude.
Mm.
God knows my heart.
Mm.
And yet he wants to bring forgiveness into my life anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, so Christine said that it's a heavy burden. It's a heavy burden that Jesus knows and yet still offered forgiveness. Right? What else? Yeah.
Pastor, so I tell you my personal opinion.
I love it. Tell me it.
So for me, forgiveness means, first thing is, that my relation with God.
Okay.
So, unless I forgive somebody, I can't go and kneel down and lift my hands and pray, because my hands are deep, is covered with blood, because I didn't forgive the guy.
Mm.
First, my relation with God, and then next, I go to him and then say, forgive. So, that's, I don't basically keep a grudge in my heart and then go and kneel down and pray.
Doesn't
work like
that.
So first thing is personal forgiveness, not me, that's a personal. Every day, if somebody hurt me, I go and pray first. And then my relationship with God is first. Next with man.
Yeah. Thank you. Isaac said one of the things that in the process of forgiveness for him is both looking in the two-step process of, hey, I understand who I am and I need to ask for forgiveness. I think sometimes our self-righteousness gets in the way of our forgiveness. I think often we think we are the protagonist of many stories. But it's like, Isaac, that he goes like, if I want to seek forgiveness, I first need to go ask the Holy Spirit to work in my life, to forgive me. And then in that understanding of I have been forgiven of whatever might be holding me back or a division in relationship, now then I will go and ask for forgiveness. That's so good. That's a great segue. I didn't put him up to that. I promise you, church. But there's some things like we've talked about deformation. I want to reform our minds a little bit on the way that, in the way of Jesus. And so when I talk about this, it's like, it's not saying that the sin doesn't matter. Oh, I want to say this because sometimes I think we read texts where like that Jesus forgives us and he puts our sins as far as the east is from the west, right? That we forgive and he doesn't remember anymore. He abolishes it. But it's like forgiveness when we're reforming. It doesn't mean the sin doesn't matter. It matters. Because why would Jesus die if sin doesn't matter? No matter if it's little or big. That Jesus would be like stepping off the cross and say, Father, forgive them only if their sins are really big. But the little ones, they need to deal with themselves. Like the sin matters. That's why forgiveness, a part of it is a word that's called repentance. Talk about what if they don't repent? Repentance is turning around and going the opposite direction of sin. Next one. Forgiveness doesn't always mean restoration. Ooh! Oh, I have a hard time with this. I am a glass half full person. I think every relationship can find healing. But the thing that I have been taught by friends here and by the Lord is that healing isn't synonymous with restoration. And I have a hard time with this part in the midst that I think in the way that we've been deformed, it's easier to leave than to stay. It's easier to cut off than to graft and heal. But forgiveness, as I look at the way of Jesus, we said the way of Jesus, not the way of Austin, the way of Jesus, is that Jesus offered forgiveness to all, yet not all came back into restoration with him. Sometimes it doesn't happen. Last one. Forgiveness is costly. Tell me about this. What does it cost us? What? Patience. Pride. Whew. That's a little too close to my heart. So please hold that one to yourself. What else? What is it going to cost you? What does it cost you?
To be wrong.
To be wrong? To be vulnerable. Yeah.
I listen once, it's like you give up the right of being right. That's sometimes really uncomfortable.
Yeah. Danielle said, not only the right to not be right, but the giving up the right to feel right.
Justice, in the same way, you can feel like this is just for this feeling, but I'm going to give up the right to justice.
Yeah, justice. Who wields justice? The question is, are we the wielders of justice in relationships, or is that a responsibility and role of God? Ooh, I know. We say God, but think in our relationships. How many of us seek justice first, forgiveness second? I mean, I think that's something that our culture would say. Seek justice. And once justice and retribution has been brought, then forgiveness has an opportunity.
Usually it's our justice we want.
Yeah, we want our justice. Yeah. 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 We forget the roles. What are our roles in forgiveness as we get reformed in the way of Jesus? Jesus is the one that says, Father, forgive them, all of them, who shall ever come, for they know not what they do, our generation included. I read something that I thought was really, really, really interesting. And it said this. Is that our capacity for forgiveness is a test of our belief in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your capacity for forgiveness is a test of your belief and faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it makes me wonder how much I actually believe in the gospel, where I have left things undone and unforgiven. And so, as we ask the question, what is forgiveness? I want to wrap up and end with, and I don't put it up there yet. I want to ask the question. We've talked a little bit. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is, answer the question. Forgiveness is?
Letting go.
Letting go. Yep, still. Yep. Understanding.
Doing what Jesus did.
Love.
Kindness.
Necessary. What? Shared grace. What? Heart. Oh, yes. Humbling yourself.
Mercy.
One of the questions that you'll see on the board in the back as the kids are finishing up, they have responded visually to a question, is what does forgiveness look like to you? What does forgiveness look like to you? So as we continue to go, I want to just say this for me is the place, again, in our reformation, I'm not answering all of it for you. Jesus has all of the answers. But the beginning place of which I have settled on of forgiveness is forgiveness is a response to being forgiven. I cannot forgive unless I understand that I too am forgiven. My starting place matters. My relationship with God and my relationship with other people matters. My starting point. is that I am a forgiven person who has fallen short of the expectation and the glory of God. I have sinned. And so as a place of a sinner who has been forgiven, who has received grace, mercy, I too start from the place that I too am a part of the they that needs to be forgiven. And so one of the things in our discipleship Sundays, just as our kids have responded to what forgiveness is, we want you to respond. In discipleship Sunday is active, participatory. It is something that changes us. Your discipleship should transform you into the way of Jesus. We talk about discipleship in three ways. The paradigm is to be with Jesus, to become like Jesus, and to do what Jesus did. And so on your seats when you came in was a card. And we want you to respond in this way. And the prompts will be up there. There might be someone for you that you need to forgive, that you have been holding on because you think you're better than them, or they have done wrong. And you need to forgive. And what I want you to do is to acknowledge that. And then we also have an action item. Discipleship isn't just passive, it is active. How are you going to respond to the Holy Spirit right now, speaking into your life, into your ears right now, into your mind, the person that is being brought? Or maybe you need to ask forgiveness from. Maybe you are the one in wrong and you have been standing there not willing to move. Because of shame. Because of guilt. But then you are also as well going to commit to make a movement. And then lastly, on the other side is a perforated edge. That maybe you need to say, God, I ask your forgiveness for. Maybe it's something that you are wrestling with God about. And that there's actually a sin that is keeping you in distance from him. That you need to say, I need forgiveness. Or maybe there's something that's been latched on to your life that you haven't forgiven yourself for, that God has already forgiven you for. For holding on to something, bitterness, a root. And so we're going to ask you over the next session, as you write those things down, what we wanted you to do is respond. And the ways that you can respond, there are the pictures that our kids have drawn and responded to. There's also two crosses and sections. Where I want you, I think you don't need to take these home. I think the Holy Spirit is bigger and better than you just to have like a name that you might forget about. I think the Holy Spirit knows. And so what we want you to do is to give that to God. So if you take either section, whether you're writing a third prompt or a one or two prompt, we'd love for you to go to pray about it and then to nail it on the cross. Again, one of the things about forgiveness is that you need the Holy Spirit in this. You will never do something on your own apart from the Holy Spirit. And so letting the Holy Spirit work in your heart right now and then give it as a promise to God on the cross that you will give forgiveness in the same way that he gave forgiveness. Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, you have been speaking. You have been talking through us and with us. Who are we needing to forgive or to seek forgiveness from or reconcile or be forgiven from you? Holy Spirit, speak because you already are. Give us ears to hear, minds to be open, and a heart willing to act, to move. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.